今天晚上小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来跟大家查考乱世中的义。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we now study together the topic, the righteous in a chaotic world.
我们要从诗篇三十七篇今天的读经进度来看看怎么样来持守神所要我们过的日子。
And we will be studying from Psalm chapter 37, which is according to our Bible reading schedule, to see how we should pass our days.
我们最近这个礼拜从35章开始读经。
This week we began with chapter 35.
那我们会看到他一直谈到这个恶人在这个社会上一直很猖狂。
And we see that the wicked doers are very prosperous in this world.
就是恶人他是心里面不怕神的。
The wicked are the ones who do not fear God in their hearts.
恶人甚至是认为没有神的人。
And they may even feel that God does not exist.
那这个乱世就是因为这个恶人本来是应该要被压制的，可是现在变得很兴盛。
And the reason why it is a chaotic world is because these wicked, the evildoers, they are the ones that should be suppressed, but yet they are not.
我们世人一般认为做善事的人会得到善报，做恶的会得到恶报，这样一个真理似乎没有被伸张。
And most of us feel that that justice should be carried out, that the right should be rewarded and the wicked should be punished.
那但是往往我们发现好像在我们的环境当中不是这样子啊。
But yet we will realize within our environment that this is not so.
有些行恶的人他确实非常的兴旺。
That even some of those who are very wicked are very prosperous.
那反过来义人就是愿意照神的吩咐来生活的却是遇到困苦患难好像很不顺利。
But yet the righteous who are willing to walk according to the way of God, they are facing many difficulties and there are many things that are not smooth in their lives.
那这个时候我们人往往会有疑问，为什么神允许这个现象发生呢？
At this time, we will have this question of why God allows this situation to happen.
哦，那所以针对这样的一个疑问呢，诗篇三十七篇给我们一个非常好的解答。
And according, to answer this question,Psalm chapter 31 gives us a very good answer.
37篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
37篇是在这个第一诗篇第一卷从第一到四十一篇里面很特别的一篇。
And Psalm chapter 37 is a very unique psalm within the first book, which is from Psalm 1 to Psalm 40. 41.
那因为37篇它有四十节。
Because 37 has 40 verses.
那它读起来不太像诗篇，倒是很像箴言。
And when you read it, it does not really feel like a psalm, but rather as a proverb.
哦，那因为这一首诗篇是大卫的诗。
And because this psalm is written by David.
这是大卫在年老的时候所写的。
It is written by him in his old age.
这是他人生体验。
And this is about his experience in his life.
就好像箴言是所罗门的箴言，在他年老的时候，他留下的一些人生的领悟。
Just as proverbs are also wise sayings that are left behind by King Solomon in his old age.
那这一篇诗篇，它就好像一首训诲的诗哈，在教导世人应当要怎么样面对看起来很不公平的世代，要如何紧紧的依靠神。
And chapter 37 teaches the people how to face a situation or an environment in which injustice exists.
这一篇诗篇，它要重申，这个即使恶人在很顺利，义人受苦啊，恶人亨通，我们都要紧紧的依靠神，不可以动摇。
And it reminds us that even though the righteous are suffering and the wicked are not punished, that we must remain unshakable and stand firm.
他在这一篇里面一直要做一个对比，义人跟恶人到底有什么差别，有什么不同的结局。
And there is a contrast here between the wicked and the righteousness, and to see what are the differences between the two.
那这一篇诗篇呢，又是 按照希伯来文的字母排列出来的。
And it is also laid out according to the alphabets of the Hebrew, the letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
那其实它可以分作22段的。
And it can be separated into 22 sections.
那每一段落的第一个字母都是希伯来文的，开头都是希伯来文的字母按次序来的。
And each section begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
那这个段落呢，有时候可能两节，有时候可能三句话、四句话，不一定。
And each of these sections can be two sentences or three.
我们用中文圣经、英文圣经看不出来，但是从希伯来文圣经就可以看出来。
We can't tell in the English or Chinese Bibles, but we can tell, we could see this structure in the Hebrew Bible.
这一首诗篇跟诗篇二十五篇、三十四篇，都是称为按字母排列的诗集。
And this is similar to Psalm chapter 25 and Psalm chapter 34.Which are also laid out according to the Hebrew alphabet.
哦，所以二十五篇跟三十四篇都是二十二节。
So chapter 25 and chapter 34 are also 22 verses.
那每一节都是按希伯来文字母开头的。
And each verse begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
希伯来文有二十二个字母。
Because there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
那三十七篇也是其中一篇。
And Psalm chapter 37 is also a similar psalm.
可是它的编排的方式。比较不像那么规律说就二十二节而已，因为它有四十节。
But the way that it is laid out is not exactly 22 verses, one for each alphabet letter.
那我们现在就来看这三十七篇里面，大卫他以一个老人的身份来告诉我们，要怎么在这个看起来很混乱的时代里面，真的持守住真理，成为一个义人。
And let us look at chapter 37 to see how David, in his old age,within the status, how he teaches us how to hold firm to the truth.
因为义人跟罪人跟恶人结果不一样的。
Because the result or the ending of the righteous and the wicked are different.
这个结果不只是在当世代，甚至会影响到以后的世代，他们的后裔。
And the result is not only within the current life, but also will affect the following generations.
所以这篇诗篇呢，要不断的传颂。
So this psalm needs to continually be passed down.
因为最后义人他们的后裔也跟着蒙福了。
Because in the end, the generations of the righteous will also be blessed.
他们要永远能够承受神所应许的产业。
They will receive the inheritance that is forever given by God.
他们最后都能够欢呼歌颂这位拯救我们的神。
In the end, they will be able to rejoice and praise our God who saves.
所以三十篇的第一节。他说：“不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。”
So verse 1 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity."
他一开头就先说不要做什么事。
It begins right away by saying, "Do not do something."
因为作恶的会有一个现象，会让这个不作恶的人觉得很不公平。
Because when you see the results of the evildoers, it causes a feeling.Of unfairness to those who do good.
甚至会让那些行义的人都会嫉妒起来了。
It may even cause the righteous to be envious.
所以从第一节到第九节呢，这个段落，他在提到，在这个乱世当中，应该做的跟不应该做的，他讲得很清楚。
So from verse 1 through 9, it is very clear. It states what you should do and what you should not do.
那这个作恶的人，他是什么样的一个状况呢？
And what is the situation of the evildoer?
36篇第一节说
In the chapter 36, verse 1, it says,
他说恶人的罪过在他心里说我眼中不怕神
An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked, there is no fear of God before his eyes.
第二节说他自夸自媚哦，以为他的罪孽终不显露，不被恨恶。
He flatters himself in his own eyes, in verse 2, when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates.
第三节，他口中的言语尽是罪孽诡诈，他以智慧善行已经断绝。
3, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good.
第四节，他在床上图谋罪孽，定义行不善的道，不憎恶恶事。
4, he devises wickedness in his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil.
他这里这个罪恶，大卫把它拟人化了。罪恶好像一个人一样，他会讲话，然后他会夸耀、夸口。
And here, sin has been become anthropomorphic. It is like a person who can speak.
他是
and a boast.
恶人他之所以会变恶，其实是因为这个人是被罪恶控制的。
And the
这个人会变恶人呢、啊？
Oh, a person can will become an evildoer because he is controlled by sin.
我们生孩子生出来，我没有说我们生出一个恶人来啊。
When we bear children, we do not say we have given birth to a sinner.
每一个孩子都很可爱啊，都是妈妈的宝贝啊。
Every child is very adorable, and it is the is precious to the parents.
所以绝对没有那个妈妈生恶的孩子那个。坏小孩
We would not say there's a mom who is giving birth to an evildoer or a sinner.
恶人是后来才变恶的。
Evildoers become evil later on.
那这个恶就是因为人在这个罪里面出生之后，他被罪控制的。
And they become evil because they are controlled by sin in their lives.
所以当一个人被罪控制的时候，你看他就开始他眼中不怕神。
And once a person is controlled by sin, then they will no longer fear God in their eyes.
他甚至认为没有神。
They will even feel that there is no God.
那他这个生活，你看他就在罪中生活，他会觉得说我的罪，他说不会显露，不会被恨露，就是他认为他过得很好，没有问题。
And he will flatter himself in his own eyes, and he feels that his sin will not be found out, and he will live very happily.
那他所讲的话就是罪孽诡诈。
And the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit.
不知道什么叫善行。
He does not know what is good.
他对恶也不会保持距离啊，就是觉得就是每天就跟罪恶为伍啊。
He will not keep away from evil every day. He will be together with evil very naturally.
所以三十六篇的第一节到第四节，那告诉我们说那个罪很可怕的。
So these verses in chapter 36 tell us that that sin is very fearful.
罪从人的心里面开始酝酿。
That sin comes and begins from a person's heart.
那罪会呈现在我们口中的话语。
And then it will manifest itself in the words of our mouth.
罪会让我们的行为走向毁灭，走向败坏。
And then sin will cause our way to be destroyed and for us to walk towards destruction.
所以这个恶人他所做的事情其实就是跟神的道相反的。
And so an evildoer actually does the opposite of what God wants him to do.
那在三十七篇，他接下来一直在强调这个恶人哦，他。表面上会看起来很兴旺。
In chapter 37, then it describes how an evildoer may appear to be very prosperous.
那可是作者他要我们要看远一点。
But the author is telling us to look further.
因为有时候我们人的眼光有限，就看到眼前的而已。
Because sometimes our eyesight is very limited. We only see what is before us.
我们如果人是有眼光、有智慧的，把事情看远一点的时候。
If our eyesight is more, if we have wisdom and we can look further,
我们就形式或者是我们的计划都不一样了。
Then our plans and the way we do things will change.
就好像小孩子，我们就是要教导他能够看远一点。
For example, we try to teach children to look further.
现在读书很辛苦，没有错。
Right now, it is very difficult while they're in school.
不能够去玩他想玩的东西。
They cannot do.
他需要学习，需要被教导。
They cannot play and do anything they want. They have to learn and be taught.
那是因为看长远看来，他能看到这样经过这样的努力学习以后，有比较光明的未来。
Because when they look further, they can see that in the future they will have a better future.
但是如果只是看眼前，就是觉得为什么要读书，为什么这么辛苦
？But if they only look before them, they will think, why do I have to go through such a difficult time and to study so hard?
我们今天其实很多事情都是因为有眼光，看得远一点的时候，我们就会。就会克制自己，就会顺服这个规矩。
And sometimes for ourselves, when we have a further vision, then we can control ourselves or discipline ourselves and help and continue on.
你看，我们今天人过日子也是这样啊。
And it is the same for how we pass our lives.
我们现在其实也是要眼光看远一点啊。
We also need to look further.
这个。桌上摆满了筵席，好吃的东西都摆在我们面前。
That before us there is a feast prepared with every delicious food.
如果只是看眼前的，哇，全部都吃，要吃就尽量吃。
If we see everything that we like and we just eat as much as we can.
是啊，现在把它吃得很舒服，没有错啊。
Yes, you'll be very happy as you're eating right now.
但是，一段时间几年之后，我们可能就要承担那后果了。
But in a few years, you will reap the consequences.
但是如果眼光看远一点的人，就会知道。那还是少吃一点吧。
But if you can look further, then you will tell yourself, then I should eat less.
如果要让我们的身体比较健康，那该节制的时候还节制，不要吃就不要吃。
That if you want yourself to be healthier, then you will have self-control when you should and discipline keep yourself from eating as much.
所以，我们日常生活本来都是会有这个习惯，把眼光 看远一点。
And in our daily lives, we should have this habit to look further.
这里37篇，他一开头的时候，他告诉我们一个现象。
In Psalm chapter 37, as it starts off, it tells us, it describes a situation.
作恶的人在我们身边出现的。
That the evildoers are around us.
但是他们是兴旺的，他们是顺利的。
But yet they are prosperous and things are smooth for them.
不要心怀不平，他说不要生出嫉妒。
It says, do not feel it is unfair in your heart. Do not be envious.
第二节说，因为他们就像草快要被割下，像青菜快要枯干了。
For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb.
所以就是说，它很快就会消灭的，就不见了。
That very soon they will disappear and they will perish.
所以第九节说，作恶的必被剪除。
So verse 9 says, the evildoers shall be cut off.
就是这个是时间的问题而已。
And this is only a matter of time.
所以我们要抓住这个重点。
So we need to grasp onto this main point.
有些事情不要看眼前，
For、
要看以后。
Some things don't just look at what is before your eyes. You have to look further.
第十节说
，Verse 10 says，
还有片时，恶人就要归于无有。你就是细窄他的住处，也要归于无有，找不到的。
And yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look diligently for his place, but it shall be no more.
那所以这里在强调说，其实恶人兴旺只是暂时的而已啊。
Here it is emphasizing that the prosperity of the evildoer is only temporary.
第三十五节
Verse 35.
三十五节，三十六节
35 and verse 36.
请读
Verse 35. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. 36. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found.
你看他这个就是在强调，那个恶人就算大有势力，像这个青翠树，这个是像香柏树这样。又高又大，很兴旺。
And so here it says a wicked that he is so he can be so great and so large of a tree.
但是他说不久有人从那里经过就找不到了，不见了。
But not long afterwards a person would pass by and they won't be able to find that tree.
他说我就是很仔细的去找，找不到了。
Even if I very diligently sought for this tree.
我们就知道说他这个兴旺只是短暂的，一下子就消失了。
This tells us that the prosperity is very short-lived and it perishes very quickly.
所以，在乱世当中呢，的义人有一件事情一定要注意。
So in the chaotic world, a righteous person should be aware of a few things.
他说，要不可以对作恶人心怀不平，就是说，你可以不可以愤愤不平，对这种事情很焦虑。
That a righteous person, you cannot be envious or in your heart feel it is unfair when you see. The prosperity of the wicked.
有时候人会很忧虑，是说怎么神都没有伸张正义啊
？And sometimes man can be very anxious and say, "Why is God not just?"
心怀不平，一直不断的出现呢、啊。
And
这句话哈。
And in your heart, it keeps on saying, "Do not fret." The phrase continually repeats.
我们三十七篇第一节说，不要为作恶的心怀不平。
Chapter 37, verse 1 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers."
然后他说，也不要为那行不义的生出嫉妒。
And do not be envious of the workers of iniquity.
第七节
Verse 7.
再讲一次说，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
It repeats again, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way.
第八节说
Verse 8.
他说，不要心怀不平以致作恶。
Do not fret, it only causes harm.
你看他这里、啊、看起来有四件事情说不要、啊、一定不要。
And so here we see four things that it tells you not to fret over.
面对这些恶人兴旺的事情，他说绝对要保持心理平静。
That when you are facing the prosperity of the wicked, that you must have contentment in your heart.
就算他道路很通达、很顺利，没有关系啊。
Even though their lives are very smooth, it is okay.
他说我们如果能够认清楚、看远一点，就发现那这个事情这样的一个行为不值得效法。
If you can see clearer and we can look further, you can understand that this, their manner of living is not something that is worth for you to emulate.
因为如果我们没有小心、啊、
Because if we are not careful.
第八节那里说，如果心怀不平，最后会作恶。
Verse 8 says, if you are fretting in your heart, then it will only cause harm.
哦，就是会对我们有伤害的。
It will bring harm to ourselves.
伤害就是说，我们会可能会偏离我们本来应该持守的正路。
It will bring harm because we will leave the truth that we or the path that we should have kept on.
我们可能会怀疑神的公义。
We may doubt the justice of God.
然后我们可能在这个生活上，我们那个标准就越降越低。
And in our lives, our standards may get continually lower.
所以在这个乱世当中，他说看到这个现象， 一定要把眼光看远一点。
So in this chaotic world, we must look further.
好，接下来第二三七篇的第三节。
And now in verse 2 of chapter 37.
他说：“你当倚靠神而行善，住在地上，以致以他的信实为粮。”
Verse 3 it says, "They dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness."
这是正面的说要做什么。
Here it tells you what you should do.
他说要倚靠神行善。
That to trust in the Lord and do good.
要以神的信实为粮，就是让神的信实来喂养我，让我们可以得到饱足。
And to feed on his faithfulness that it may nourish us.
就是神的应许，让我们可以信靠。
That we can trust and rely on his promises.
第四节说
，Verse 4 says，
要以神为乐。
That we must delight ourselves in the Lord.
他就会将你心里所求的赐给你。
And he shall give you the desires of your heart.
所以以神为乐。
So you must delight yourself in the Lord.
看到神他的好。
This is to see the good of in God.
神的美善是要用体验的。
The beauty of God must be experienced.
所以我们如果尝到主恩的滋味，就知道神是美善的。
If we have tasted the good of God, we will know how wonderful He is.
他说，我们如果能够真的以神为，就是我们以有神来引导我们为最满足的。
That if God could lead us, then we will find the most satisfaction in this way.
那他说，他就将我们心里所求的赐给我们了。
And that He will give us the desires of our heart.
所以神，你看，我们真的会跟神有亲密的关系的时候，神就只是我们所当行的路啊。
And when we have an intimate relationship with the Lord, then He will direct us in the way we should go.
这个以神为乐哈，这个就是真的能够在这个信仰里面去享受神很重要。
To delight yourself in the Lord is very important to enjoy being in God in your faith.
那如果我们真的会很觉得说我来敬拜神很满足啊。
If we can feel that it is very satisfying to worship God,
我们会体验到在乱世当中的平安。
We will experience peace in a chaotic world.
看第十一节
，verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
你看在这个义人啊，他说一定要以神的丰盛的平安为乐。
And here the righteous say that they will delight themselves in God.
就是说。那个神哦，我们现在以神为乐，有时候很抽象。
Sometimes it sounds very abstract to delight yourself in the Lord.
但是他说以丰盛的平安为，就是我们觉得有神赐给我们的平安才是最重要的。
But to delight ourselves in God is to feel that the abundance of peace we can receive is the most important thing.
有人是因为有财富，他就很快乐。
Some people that because they have riches, then they are very happy.
有人是听了一场音乐会，觉得很快乐。
Some people delight themselves in music.
有人是哇，生了孩子很高兴啊。
Some people are very happy because they bear children.
但是那你知道，下一分钟可能就悲剧就出现了。
But you do not know that the next minute, tragedy can strike.
哎，有一个做父亲的生了儿女满月，好高兴。
There was a father who was very joyful because his son was 1 month old.
开车去送礼物给那亲朋好友。
And he was driving to deliver gifts to his friends and family.
送完了回家路上出车祸死了。
And on his way home, he was in a car accident and he died.
真的，这个人世之间有很多不幸的事情。
And truly, in this world, there are many unfortunate things that happen.
我们在主里面有神所赐给我们丰盛的平安，我们觉得很满足。
But in God, when we can receive this abundant peace, and we feel very satisfied.
所以我们出入都能够得到神的保守。
So whether we go in or going in or going out or in. We have the protection of God.
所以平安就是最大幸福。
So peace is the greatest blessing.
那这个就是今天义人哦，他特别强调说，一定要这样做，要依靠神，以神为乐。
And here it tells us that the righteous must do this, that you must rely on the Lord and do good and to feed on His faithfulness.
看二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way.
这里中文圣经是说，义人的脚步是被神立定的，他的道路神也喜爱。
It says here that a righteous person's path is ordered by the Lord, and he delights in him.
但是他的道路神也喜爱，其实在英文他的翻译就是，他这个义人他是以神的道路为乐的。
And in English it says that the righteous
he delights in his way.
Yeah. that he delights in his way.
就是说，这个是以神的路，他觉得说我可以遵行神的道，觉得很满足。
That he is very joyful or delightful. He delights in the fact that he can follow the way of God.
这个中文的翻译跟英文是有点也可以有不一样的意思的。
And so it is different in the meanings between the English and Chinese translation.
但是其实义人的道路是神所喜爱的，也对。
But
就是义人的道路啊，他走在神的路上啊。
It is also correct to say that it is God who delights in the way of the righteous.
因为这个他的道路是神在跟他指引的嘛。
Because he is walking on the way that God is directing him.
那他照着神的指示在生活的时候，神就喜爱他。
So when he lives according to the way that God directs, then God is joyful.
所以义人在这个乱世的时候，他说要能够抓住神的信实，然后以神为乐。
So in a chaotic world, a righteous person would know to grasp onto the promises of God and to delight in the Lord.
看回来第五节。
Let us look back to verse 5.
他说要把当将你的事交托神，依靠他，他就必成全。
It says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
这都是义人应当要做的事。
These are the things that a righteous person should do.
就是依靠神，把什么事情都交给神。
It is to rely on God, commit everything to him.
然后他就会成全。
And then he will bring it to pass.
就相信神会在他认为最好的时间，对我们最好的事是给我们。
That God will give us what is the best in the time that He thinks is best.
就是神认为最好的，不是我们自己认为好的。
That He will give us what He believes is best, not what we think is best.
第六节他说，他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
In verse 6 it says, He shall bring forth your righteousness as a light and your justice as the noonday.
就是说。当我们依靠神的时候，他说神要让我们的公义如光发出，就是让我们可以真的行出公义来。
And when we rely on God, then He will allow us to shine forth our righteousness.
所以义人他的行为跟他的相信，他的里面是一致的。
So a righteous person, their actions will be in line with what they believe they should do.
是公平的，是诚实的。
They will be just and they will be honest.
他们真的可以就像光明之子行在光中一样。
They will be like children of the light and able to walk in the light.
第七节说，你当依靠，默然依靠神，耐心等候他。
In verse 7, it tells us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him.
就是要默默的，都不要讲话啊，依靠神。
That to rely on God silently and not to speak a word.
啊，等候神就对了。
But to just wait on Him.
因为在这个乱世当中，有时候我们心怀不平的时候，我们嘴巴就讲出来。
Because in this chaotic world, when things are not peace or not smooth, then our mouths will speak it out.
我们当我们失去耐心的时候，我们的话就很急躁。
That when we have lost our patience, then our words can be very harsh.
我们可能也会讲一些埋怨的话。
We may speak words of complaint.
那个时候，其实我们就走向像恶人一样的。
And at that time, we are walking the way of a wicked person.
那不是神所喜爱的。
This is not what God is pleased with.
所以他说要默然倚靠神。等候神，就是神，他会知道，他会处理。
So it is to rest in the Lord and wait patiently means to trust that God will take care of things.
特别是当这个恶人道路通达，恶魔成就的时候，就是他的计划都被执行出来。
Especially when the evil person prospers in his way and when the wicked schemes are brought to pass.
好，第八节说
，Verse 8 says,
要止住怒气，离弃愤怒
，cease from anger and forsake wrath.
就不可以发怒了。
That you cannot be angry.
因为怒气不会成就神的义。
Because anger does not accomplish the righteousness of
God. 有时候我们人哦，会没有耐性的时候，就会讲出一些急躁的话来。
When man is not patient, sometimes we will speak words of that are very anxious.
这里说要停止哦，要停止愤怒哦。
Here it says cease from anger.
哦啊，然后就是认为说这个愤怒这个东西哦。怒气跟那个愤怒就像垃圾，要把垃圾丢掉，不要。
That anger and wrath should be something that we should throw away as if it is trash.
因为如果没有注意，我们可能会心怀不平，就开始因为这个怒气受伤害了。
Because if we are not careful, we will fret and then we'll be harmed because of this anger.
哦，所以在这个乱世当中，义人几件事情一定要注意要做。
So in a chaotic world, there are a few things that a righteous person should be aware of.
要依靠神。
To trust
in the Lord, 做好
to do good,
继续做好事就对了
to continue to do good.
要相信神的信实。
And to believe and to trust in his faithfulness.
要以神为乐。
And to delight yourself in the Lord.
要把我们的事情都交托给神。
And to give all of our ways to God.
他说要耐性等候神。
And to wait patiently for him.
要把这个愤怒的事情，这个情绪把它拿走。
And to take away our anger and our emotions.
几件事不要做。
There are a few things that we should not do.
不要心怀不平。
Do not fret.
因为心怀不平会生出嫉妒的。
Because when you fret, you will be envious.
他说不要跟着这个恶人去作恶。
Do not follow the evildoers and to do wicked things.
哦，因为如果我们没有眼光看远一点的时候，我们就等不下去了。
Because if we do not set our sights further, then we will not continue to be able to bear the things around us.
第二段从第十节开始。
The second section begins from verse 10.
到第十七节。
Till verse 17.
这里就一直在强调这个恶人会受刑罚。
And here it continues to emphasize that the wicked will be punished.
哦，因为恶人其实他的行为在第十二节他写得很清楚了。
Because the wicked, it is described very clearly in verse 12.
第十二节他说，那个恶人会设谋害义人呢。
In verse 12, it says that the wicked plots against the just.
然后向他咬牙，就是轻视啊，就是那个罪恶哈，让人自高嘛。
And gnashes at him with his teeth, which is to ridicule or mock him because sin puffs a person up.
但其实恶人他一下子就不见了。
But actually, the wicked person will disappear very quickly.
然后之后呢？第十四节说。
And then in verse 14, it says.
第十三节他说，他受罚的日子就要到了。
That his day is coming.
看第十五节。
In verse 15.
他们最后的这个刀要刺入自己的心，他们的弓必被折断。
In the end, their sword will enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken.
所以其实，恶人最后会自害己命。
So in the end, the wicked will take their own lives.
你看到第十七节。
In verse 17,
恶人的膀臂最后被折断，但神是扶助义人的。
That the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous.
所以最后恶人会失去能力。
So in the end, the wicked will lose their strength.
他即使他说得到很多，但是他不会喜乐，不会满足。
Although they receive a lot, they will not be joyful and they will not enjoy it.
所以在这一段，他一直在强调这个。罪人其实很快就要被神处罚。
And so here it tells us that the wicked will very quickly be punished by God.
第十六节这一节跟箴言十五章十六节很像。
And verse 16 is very similar to Proverbs chapter 15.
一个义人所有的虽很少，强过许多恶人的富余啊。
That a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked.
我们看箴言15:16.
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16.
15:16.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16.
少有财宝敬畏神，强如多有财宝烦乱不安。
16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble.
所以其实神所给人的够用，人就会满足。
What God gives man, if it is enough for them, then they can be satisfied.
敬畏神的人，他不会以拥有很多物质为满足。
And a person who fears the Lord, they will not find their satisfaction through material things.
而是因为以神为满足了。
They will find their satisfaction through God.
但是作恶的人，不管拥有多少都没有满足。
But the wicked, no matter how much they have, they will never be satisfied.
所以其实一个人如果不满足，心里面是受苦。
And if a person is not content in their hearts, actually that person is suffering.
就烦乱不安。
Because they are very not peaceful in their heart.
这个就是为什么那个恶人哦，在床上图谋罪孽，在连睡觉都不安稳。
And this is why the wicked will be rolling around on their beds that they cannot have peace.
他想要得到好处，但是这些好处其实让他更受苦而已。
Because they want to receive benefit, but the things that they gain only cause them more pain.
好，看回来诗篇三十七篇的第十八节。
Let us return to Psalm chapter 37, verse 18.
从十八节到二十二节。
From 18 to 22.
这也特别强调说神是会救义人的。
Here it specially emphasizes that God will save the righteous.
神他眼目都在看着义人。
That his eyes are upon the righteous.
八节说神知道完全人的日子，他们的产业要存到永远。
Verse 18 says, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever.
神知道完全人的日子，就是神他知道这些 这些义人在世上的日子，神眼睛都在看他们，都在帮他们算。
God knows all of the righteous and their days. He has counted all of their days.
就算在困苦当中，也不自羞愧。
Even in the times of their suffering, they will not be ashamed.
但是恶人很快就消灭了。
But the wicked will perish very quickly.
那个第二十节说。
Verse 20 says,
恶人要灭亡哦，神的仇敌要像羊羔的脂油，他们要消灭，如烟消灭。
But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away.
你看这个恶人为什么他说你眼光看远一点？其实他很快，火一烧，就像油痕一烧，哎，冒个烟就没有了。
And this is why we say we need to put our sights further because.That they're like smoke. Very quickly, they will vanish away.
连灰烬都找不到，通通没有。
You will not even be able to find ashes. They will completely
disappear. 就像那个油，脂油一烧，真的没有剩下东西。
And just like a fire that is caused by oil,
你要找也找不到了。
Nothing will be left. Even if you search, you won't find anything.
哦，这个就是恶人最终的结局。
And this is the final end of a wicked person.
像烟一消失，就都没有，真的。什么都没有留下来。
Like smoke, they will vanish away. Nothing will be left.
那这个恶人呢？第二十一节有两个意思。
In 21, the meaning of the wicked are two.
恶人借贷不偿还。
They borrow and do not repay.
义人却恩待人，并且施舍。
But the righteous shows mercy and gives.
那是因为恶人他没有神的祝福，所以他一定会缺乏。到最后，他说去借来，但是他还是没有办法。丰盛，最后他也没有能力偿还嘛。
Because the wicked, because they are not blessed by God, they will always be in lack, so they will have to borrow from other people.
那就算他恶人，就是他没有信用，他借了他也不想还，两个意思。
And they also after they borrow, they will not repay what they have borrowed.
但是义人却恩待人，就是义人是一直都是有一个良善的心，会有怜悯的。
But the righteous, they have a merciful heart, and they will share with others.
他会施舍给别人。
They will give.
表示说他真的是都是蒙神照顾，他一直都是有剩余的，不会缺乏。
This is because they are always watched over by God, so they have enough that they never lack.
所以神会赐福给他。
So God will bless them.
二十二节说，蒙神赐福的必承受地土。
And verse 22 says, For those who are blessed by him shall inherit the earth.
就是这个就是神给他产业。
That means that God will give them an inheritance.
好，那从第二十三节到二十六节哈。
From verse 23 to verse 26.
那这一段他一直在强调神会恩待义人。
Here it emphasizes that God will bless the good man.
二十五节二十四节说，他虽然失脚也不至于全身扑倒，因为神用手搀扶他。
Verse 24 says, although he falls, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
这个失脚有一个意思是说，这个人会遇到患难。
And one meaning of to fall is that he will encounter tribulation.
但这个患难，他不会被这个患难击倒，趴在那边起不来，他会起来的。
But、he will not, because of this tribulation, be utterly destroyed and be unable to get back up from it.
神要把他搀扶起来。
And God will lift him up again.
那义人失脚也有一个意思是说，这个义人也有可能会犯错。
And this also could another meaning is that the righteous person can also make a mistake.
这个犯错，但是他不会最后一直到把神离弃这个地步。
And but even though they do wrong, they will not continue to the point where they completely forsake God.
神要扶助他，再站起来，重新走在神的路上。
Because God will uphold him to stand up again and walk again in His truth.
那第二十五节，这个就是为什么我们说。这是大卫老的时候所写的。
In verse 25, this is why we say that this psalm was written by David in his old age.
我以前年幼，现在年老了，没有见过义人被弃，未见过他的后裔讨饭。
I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread.
这个义人他说他终日恩待人，借给人，他的后裔也蒙福了。
And the righteous, he treats others well, he is blessed by God.
哦，所以这个神，他是。良善信实的，他所讲的话一定会实现的。
What God says is reliable and true; it will come to pass.
我们今天做父母亲的要怎么样来爱我们的孩子呢
？Today, as parents, how can we love our children?
我们教导他们走在主的路上。
We teach them to walk in the way of the Lord.
我们告诉他们敬畏神。
We teach them to fear the Lord.
这是我们做父母亲教育应该要有的方向，这是对的。
And this is the direction that we should have in our parenting.
但是我们不是只是用嘴巴讲。
But we don't only tell them with our lips.
其实我们本身要真的成为一个义人。
We ourselves must become a righteous person.
我们真的是行出道理来，做神喜悦的儿女。
To carry out and live out the truth and to be a child of God.
那我们的孩子会因着这样，我们在神面前的义人而蒙福的。
And because of this, then our descendants, our children, will also be blessed by God.
神会祝福他，
God
他们特别是祝福。
God will specially bless them.
那另外，我们在这样子行神的道理的时候，我们的下一代孩子他们就在看。
And at the same time, as we are walking in the truth, and our children are watching us.
所以孩子他们就很自然地走在这个神的道路上面。
So they will very naturally walk upon this path of God's truth.
神就要指引他们的脚步。
And God will guide their ways.
他们一定能够被神保守在他的恩典当中。
And they will be protected in the blessings of the Lord.
所以那个箴言第十章也是这样讲。
And this is also mentioned in Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章，请看第三节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3.
箴言第十章
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 3。
神他说不使义人受饥饿了哈，恶人所欲的他必推开。
Verse 3 it says the Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish. He casts away the desire of the wicked.
这个是义人他绝对不会变成乞丐。
So this says that the righteous will for sure never become a beggar.
神会祝福
God will bless them.
那他的儿女也必蒙福
And his descendants will also be blessed.
好，我们再看回来第二三十七篇的第二十七节
And let us return to chapter 37.
从二十七节到二到三十一节
From verse 27 to verse 31.
这告诉我们，我们应当要来效法当义人
Here it tells us that we must be a righteous person.
我们知道这个恶人的结局是什么
？We know the ending of the wicked.
我们也看，已经看到了神对义人的祝福。
And we have already seen the blessings to the righteous.
现在义人有一个非常十分的把握。
And now the righteous they have a very steadfast guarantee or promise.
第二十七节说
，Verse 27,
你当离恶行善，就可以永远安居。
Verse 27, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore.
28节，因为神喜爱公平，他说不撇弃他的圣民，他们永蒙保佑，但恶人的后裔必被剪除。
28, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off.
29节说，义人必承受地土，永居其上。
29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever.
这三节让我们看到义人的保障。
Here it tells us what is promised to the righteous.
他们永远安居。
That they will dwell in it forever.
第二十八节说他们永远蒙神的保佑。
Verse 28 it says that they are preserved forever.
第二十九节说他们永远居在神所应许的地图上。
In verse 29 it says that they will dwell forever in the land that God gives them.
这是一个保证。
And this is a promise.
义人最后在神的国度一定有份。
That the righteous will have a portion in the kingdom of God.
非常的安稳。
And it is a very steadfast promise.
永不动摇。
It is unshakable.
三十节跟三十一节说。
Verse 30 and 31.
这是义人他的生活。
This is the life of a righteous person.
义人的口谈论智慧，他的舌头讲说公平。
The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice.
三十一节，神的律法在他心里面，他的脚总不滑地。
The law of his God, 31, is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide.
你看，如果把你这两节对照第三十六篇的第三节跟第四节
，If we compare these two, chapter 36, verse 3 and 4,
你就看到恶人跟罪人的恶人跟义人的对比。
We can see a contrast between the wicked and the righteous.
义人的口就是谈论神的话语。
The righteous speak about God.
他所传说的就是神的公平，就是真理。
What they talk about is the justice of God.
心里所想的就是有关于神的事。
And what they think about are the things of God.
所以他的脚就是走在神的正路上。
And so his path, his footsteps are on the path of the Lord.
是定义要遵守神的道的。
And they are determined to keep the law of God.
那这样的一个义人，当然最后必是蒙福的。
And in the end, this type of righteous person will be blessed.
最后一段呢, 从32节以后,
and the last section from verse
32
and on, it emphasizes how different the ending is for a righteous and a wicked person.
因为恶人最后被剪除,
because a wicked person in the end will be destroyed.
义人就是承受地土的,
but the righteous will inherit the land.
第37节说,
verse 37 says,
你要细查那完全人, 观看那正直人, 因为和平人有好结局。
Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace.
然后第38节说, 至于犯法的人必一同灭绝, 恶人终必剪除。
Verse 38, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the future of the wicked shall be cut off.
所以那就看到义人他最后的结局是他不会被定罪。
So we see
在审判台前, 他可以很放心。
That in the end, the righteous person, that they will not be condemned of sin, that before God, they will be very assured.
他要承受地土被神抬举。
They will inherit the land and be upheld by God.
那义人他最后会看到恶人受刑罚。
And the righteous person in the end will see the wicked being punished.
所以第34节那里说恶人被剪除的时候, 你别看见哦。
So in verse 34, it says that when the wicked are cut off, you shall see it.
表示在神的麦坛前, 我们就看到神公义伸张了。
And that means that before God, you will see the justice.
这是为什么义人要能够耐心等候神。
This is why the righteous need to wait patiently on God.
神的审判。 始终会来到,
because God's justice will come and we will see it in the end.
所以不要为作恶的行为不平，不需要嫉妒他们。
So do not fret because of the prosperity of the evildoers and do not be envious of them.
我们要追求成为完全人，就是没有无可指责的。
We need to seek to be a righteous person, a person who is blameless.
然后要让我们真的在心里面都是遵行神的道的正直人。
And so that in our hearts that we are upright.
我们最后能够有好结局。
So that we may have a good ending.
那最后其实我们就是能够得到神的最终的救恩的。
And at the very end, we can receive the salvation of God.
所以义人他得救是因着神慈爱怜悯，你要保守我们。
And the righteous, they receive salvation because they are preserved by the love and mercy of God.
那么一起来投靠神。
So let us all trust and rely on God together.
在这个罪恶淫乱的世代里面,
in a sinful and chaotic world,
我们一定要好好的把神抓住。
We must grasp hold onto God.
耐心地等候神,
and to wait patiently on Him.
投靠他,
to rely on Him, and we will never be ashamed.
让我们在这个乱世当中成为一盏明灯,
and that in this chaotic world, we will be a light.
能够真的成为主耶稣基督一个非常良善忠心的仆人, 又是一个好的见证人。
That we will be a good and faithful servant of the Lord Jesus.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May Jesus